That's weird. It's reporting Schism was the last song played. Okay. That's really loud. Oh god. I'm sound testing on air, by the way. So yeah, my PC starts going do 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 do, and I go to my laptop and it's not coming up, and I'm trying to click, and then it starts in my headphones, and I think I'm going schizophrenic. good times.
All right, yeah. It's nice, relaxing times.
Shall we?
Yeah, you ready? On three.
Okay.
One, two, three.
Oh. Okay. Yeah, I had a plan in mind. Like, okay, we did Irish yesterday. We'd do, I don't know, Polish or German. But then I forgot to look up what the...
Okay, well, I'm stopping now. Okay, so we stop. Okay, so hang on. Let me get rid of that track. So we did...
Okay.
Polish is... I don't know any Polish words. I know kurwa. That's about it.
I think the whole country knows what kurwa means.
Yeah. First time I heard it was actually at the Lewis, one of the Lewis stations in Dublin, and some homeless Polish dude was getting grief from an undercover guard, and the Polish guy, I think he was pretending he couldn't speak English, but he was calling the guard a cunt, but the guard knew kurva. Yeah. Guard wasn't suitably impressed, you know, gave him a bollocking, like, yeah, so what's one, two, three,
jeden, dwa, tre. I'm not exactly sure on the three there.
Okay. Yeah. What do I know? So I know English, Irish, there's German. I think everyone knows German, don't they? Like, eins, zwei, drei.
We do this.
Yeah, we do it in German. Guten Abend, Herr Crane. That's the height of it. 3 years of German. That's what I learned.
You need to constantly use it. Yeah.
So with German, shall it be German?
Okay.
On drei.
Mm-hmm.
Und ein, zwei, drei. It's very hard not to go all Nazi when you start talking in German, you know.
Yeah.
Guten Abend, Islanders. This is Herr Reeves und Herr Crane.
Das ist gut.
Ja, ja. Das Tee ist gut.
Is that tea in German as well?
I have no fucking idea. All I know is that das ist gut. So we can... throw as many things. That's a computer is good. I can drift into Dutch, you know. Yeah, that's mayonnaise is really good. You know, we like to grow the mayonnaise trees in it's an unknown part of culture in Amsterdam that we grow mayonnaise trees as well as the traditional herb, you know. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. German, sorry, Dutch always freaked me out, man, because it's, I think they have almost the same exact grammar that we do in English.
All right.
But then all the words sound like they should be English words, but they're not. It's so disorientating.
Yeah, an odd people too.
Yeah,
it's an odd culture all fucking around. Maybe we need to get some Dutch people. Well, we had our Afrikaans friend on.
Yes, Patrick Willis. Yeah,
but didn't he say his all his relatives came from Armagh, or a lot of
half of us? Yeah,
okay.
He's half Irish, which that was. I liked learning that fact. That was cool.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah,
it's nice chap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I he mentioned briefly, and by the way, that interview will be out soon. He mentioned that he listens in on us, and I'm afraid that tonight I'm going to disappoint him if we at all. I don't know if we're going to talk about Israel today.
Are we
going to stay off that?
No, I don't see why not. You can't now.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, so no.
Yes, we are. We're going to completely ignore it. We will talk about it. So it's nothing new.
It's nothing new at all.
It just hasn't been on the news cycle for a while. So,
As I passed along to you, Thomas Sheridan said, "Hey, look, you know that the pandemic is over because they're starting with the Israel stuff now."
Yeah,
which there's something to that for sure. I see on Facebook there's this thing going around where they compare the takeover of Palestine by Israel to the takeover of Ireland by Britain, you know, the phased through the years, you know, the smaller and smaller strongholds of, you know, the Gaeltacht, basically. And this was shared by a Sinn Féin TD, and I just had to tell him, do your fucking job, okay? This shit's happening everywhere. I'm sorry, no offense to the Palestinian people, but... Uh-huh. They are kind of ragging on the Israelis a little too hard, because there's people being deprived of their land in every continent, even on our island, we're being displaced.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just at the Israelis because, I don't know, they're fucking killing more Palestinians. Wow. Oh, that hasn't happened before.
Yeah, I don't know. That was my kind of thoughts on it as well. That it's like almost a cause célèbre, you know, Palestine, and anybody who's ever been involved with anything to do with left wing politics, it seems like at some stage you have to at least have one Palestinian scarf in your closet, you know.
And, yeah, I did.
Yeah. Yeah, I did too. So it's like, you know, you have an immediate affinity with the Palestinians because it's the minority and they're under the caution. It'd be the same here as well. Like, so, you know, for Catholics in Northern Ireland or Irish people under the yoke of the British Empire. But it's never as simple as it first appears. But yeah, I think when I would have had sympathies for Palestine as a young guy, you don't even question it. It's just, you know, you're drawn into it.
Yeah.
But it's disappeared off the news cycle for
2-3 years.
And I haven't really been paying attention to any news anyway, but nothing about it at all. It was like, okay, well, it must be over. Everything's hunky-dory. Thank goodness that mess is over.
Right.
But then I think I sent you an article of, that the states have, since old Trumpy has been removed from high office in the states. Yeah, that money's starting to funnel back through to Palestine. So they got a large chunk of
billion.
Yeah, and so then they fired 1,000 kind of homemade rockets. After they put the order in 3 weeks later.
That's interesting, right? And they even Thomas Sheridan have to applaud him because he's, you know, doing the good deed here by countering this narrative, right? He put out a photo of several rockets in the night sky over Tel Aviv making a crescent shape, you know, the crescent moon. This is highly sophisticated weaponry here. And look, a quarter of a billion. And that's just the United States alone. Where is all of this money going? I thought Palestine doesn't even exist anymore. So, you know, you have some Hamas-controlled territories, basically. That's what Palestine is now. That's why you don't hear about it that much, because it's kind of over. Sorry. And I'm sorry for the Palestinian people that suffer under the yoke of the Israelis, but it's over, and more money is going to be poured into what? Just a series of NGOs? And yeah. Then, of course, this money goes to pay for sophisticated rocket technology.
Well, I don't know. From what I read, the rockets they were using are kind of homemade rockets, you know. So I think monetarily, I don't know, it was eight grand per rocket or $800 per rocket. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I gave up. There's so much shit in the world. It's hard to take it all in, and there's fuck all you can do, really. You know, when you go down to O'Connell Street, stand outside the GPO with a support Palestine.
Yeah, well, what does that do?
Flag and a banner. So probably, I suppose, if you wanted to support it, probably money's the best way, so they can buy weaponry. If that helps. I don't know. Or go over to Palestine and, you know, volunteer your time. If you can get there. Or kill a Jew, you know, kill a Jew. I know, but yeah. we got to look at it from, you know, someone living in Israel as well. You know, what do you do if you're just the average Israeli citizen just trying to go about your day and you have to contend with terrorist attacks? Yeah. And we'll never get to the real fucking truth of it, you know.
No, but
there's false flags or... Sorry, go on, man.
One level of truth here, that, you know, if false flags, I would think, are involved. Whether or not false flags are involved, I just wish that the United States, Ireland, all the other countries getting behind Palestine will just admit that they are in a proxy war with Israel. You know? The United States is split when it comes to Israel, whether they support them or hate them. When it was under Trump, it was pro-Israel. Now under Biden, it's anti-Israel. And now a quarter of a billion is going towards definitely not food for, what, 3,000 people? It's going towards weaponry. It's going towards a proxy war. I would just like it if people would come out and say, yeah, that's what we're doing. That's why we're so gung-ho about this specific ethnic group of people.
Okay. Yeah, but I wonder under Biden's administration if there's been any cut in the funding to Israel. I haven't looked into that at all. I doubt it. There's a fairly large Israeli lobby in the States. I don't know. I've lost track of what happens in Israel. It's a toxic subject anyway, as we all know. You can barely say the word Israel. And you're booted off the internet. Well, maybe not Israel. Maybe once you start talking about Jews and Jewish conspiracies and all that malarkey, it's not long before you get kicked off the internet or you feel the brunt of it, you know. And I think on some level, that it's got to be commended. They've done pretty well for themselves, the old Jews. They're a hardy race or a hardy religion. Yeah, I don't know. How are you in Jewish? Do you have many Jewish friends?
I have one online Jewish friend that I haven't spoken to in a few years, but he introduced me to a current friend. So I like Jewish people, really. They have, they're neutral, you know. They don't really, there's no collective conspiracy to destroy white people or enslave black people or whatever. Maybe at the top there is that kind of steering, but they usually use their ethnic powers for, you know, either good or bad, depending on, you know, what end of the stick you are. And with this friend, he was interested in using his Jewish powers of networking to help like-minded people like ourselves, you know, come together and share ideas and build communities. So, yeah, I know I'm stereotyping Jewish people, but Jesus, you know, they do really well
being the stereotype.
Yeah.
That's it's not the general stereotype around Jewish people. It's not a particularly negative one. You know, it's around success and wealth and casting couches what have you. But yeah,
which is success.
Yeah. You know, but yeah, so I think there's certainly a lot that a lot of cultures could learn from the Jewish culture, you know. Maybe they're just victims of their own success.
I think everyone successful is a victim of their own success in this world. Nobody likes successful people unless they're in direct receipt of that success, you know.
Yeah, it's a strange one, isn't it? You very rarely hear people celebrate someone else's success. It's usually really other successful people who will celebrate other successes.
Yeah.
You never hear the average person go, do you know what, that guy over there, fucking absolutely fantastic, I am genuinely delighted for him. Especially not on our island anyway.
No.
There seems to be a begrudging undertone of, yeah, well, you know, something amiss there. It had to be his uncle fucking you know, his uncle knows your man up there in the Dáil, like, that's why he got it. And yeah, torn the blind eye, money under the table.
It's endemic in the human species as well. Even saw a Facebook post there by a random friend, you know, saying, hey, you know, your friend is starting a YouTube channel. Well, you know, a friend in quotes is starting a YouTube channel. Well, you know, it's free to subscribe. You know, they're starting a, you know, an Instagram. It's free to follow and like, you know, just do something for your friend when they're trying to achieve something. And by the way, now that we mention it, share our show with your friends and family.
Mm-hmm.
I have to put that in there.
Because I was talking of Facebook. As you may know, I'm not a fan of Facebook. Many years ago, I had a personal account that I got rid of. But I have, like all addicts, I've come back to Facebook, but for different reasons. But I've been spending more time on it. And today I started to accept random friend requests on Facebook as well. And with a view to, you know, growing our base and connecting with more people, and, you know, as you do. But I'd forgotten just how addictive it was. I think I lost 2.5 hours just scrolling through absolute horseshit. Just lost in it, like, and it's like I was convinced it was 10 minutes, but it had to be in at least 2.5 hours, and it was like, what the fuck happened there? Like, how did this happen? But yeah, it's incredible. Like, it's a piece of genius, really, the whole thing, just designed to completely fucking captivate you, even if you've no interest in the subjects that are presented to you. But of course, over time, they will, the algorithm will learn my preferences and what I do like and what I don't like, particularly what I don't like. So I'll engage more with it. But I was more interested in the friends, like the friends request. So there's much more females than males. And but they're probably male, so it's probably a lot of it's kind of phishing and scamming and what have you. But it's every I'd say probably 90% of the photos are, you know, the pouting female with the large breasts, hands on hips, and showing their ass. So it's almost as if they're saying, you know, this is what I have to present to the world. And so the people have started texting me as well, sending me messages, and so that's fun. So I'm going when I started to some woman from Kenya who keeps sending me messages, and there's one woman from the States who is very pushy, she sent me an initial hi, and so you know I just have like hi, okay. And she's how are you, I said grand, what's up, nothing much, and so left it at that. And then the next message was from her in capital letters saying talk to me. I'm like, holy fuck. Like, yeah. Like, that's a little bit demanding. So I was talking to this Kenyan woman. So she was asking about Ireland, you know, the usual stuff like, is it part of the United Kingdom? And then so I was like, no. It's a republic.
I'm getting sick of that one.
Part of Northern Ireland is, you know, part of, okay, and, you know, is English your first language? Yes, the majority of people speak English, and so on and so forth. And then
so you're helping her migrate then?
Yeah, exactly. how old are you? How many kids do you have? Like, and then, then she starts telling me about her, and she's 29. So anyway, I told her, I'll be doing a podcast as well. So, would you be interested in coming on? We talk to people from all over the world. We're interested in talking to people. Hmm. And she said she would, as soon as she got enough credit for her phone. So I had two thoughts. So the first thought is, oh, well, fuck, well, you know, she's looking for money. I'm not going to give you money for you so you can buy your fucking credit. Then my second thought was, maybe they do need credit. Not everyone has, you know, broadband internet access all the time. I thought back to maybe 10 years ago, you didn't have reliable broadband or Wi-Fi access everywhere you fucking went on this island. And so I don't know how things are in Kenya. I don't know what part of Kenya she's from, but maybe she genuinely doesn't have access to internet, so would need to get credit for her data plan or whatever it's on to come on. I think I'm going to continue with it. I'm going to see if we can bring random people on from all over the world on Facebook and see what it is they're actually doing when they're reaching out. So everyone's got an agenda, don't they? So is it, I wonder what you want from Kenya. I'm thinking if I'm in Kenya, I'd probably want to get the fuck out of Kenya, really. So I'd be desperately fucking scrambling any way, shape or form. And maybe Facebook is that outlet for people. It's certainly interesting. And the amount of people, the amount of friend requests as well, and the amount of obvious scams. It's a bit of a shit show, but I'd have to kind of watch myself, because I could very easily take massive chunks of time away from me. It's a kind of crack, and it's like watching the Freak Show, really, you know. It's probably the greatest sideshow on earth. And then you come across, like, I came across some fucking just random horseshit that, like, I think it was four retarded white guys from the States who were rapping. I wish I had the video. I've lost it. I thought that about Facebook. Did you see that as well? Did you?
Have you
seen that? Just incredible. Like, fucking. So, and I can't tell if it's pure parody, and I can't find it again. That's the other thing I've noticed about Facebook as well. When I used it previously, I used to be able to, if I wanted to share something or go back and find it, I could find it. But now it's just like, where did that go? Did that even fucking happen? But yeah, four or five white, what would you call them, wiggers. If it's parody, it's fucking brilliant.
Well, they weren't even Uyghurs. They were just white boys, you know? They didn't even have the ghetto aesthetic. I mean, maybe one or two did, but one looked like he was in a nu metal, you know? One looked like he never left his mother's basement before.
One of them crawled out of their mother's basement, didn't they? Yeah. Underneath the fucking house, like.
Okay, that's not funny to anyone who didn't see it, but I'll put it in the
show notes. I don't care. I'm not describing it from fucking beginning to end, but we'll find it. It's just brilliant. It's fucking, I was in stitches. But that's it. Like, so you could happily spend a couple of weeks watching that kind of shit, you know? And then I also noticed there seems to be an abundance of, obviously, manufactured videos of awkward situations, which is like,
cringe.
It's like, Jesus, when did that happen? That was never a fucking thing. So this is obviously just marketing, you know, people trying to get clicks on, you know, keep watching. This is about to happen.
Then this happened.
And then nothing happens. And it's like, well, Jesus Christ, I have to get away from this bullshit. I'm sure it's got to have a negative effect on IQ as well. So that's my reintroduction into the world of Facebook. Negative aspects obviously become immediate. But we'll see how it progresses. But for a random guest, I think it'll be fun. I think it'll be interesting. Yeah. That's if people will come on. She said she would. So maybe I need to dangle some bait out there, some credit. Some fun credit.
Well, I mean, you know, we can, you know, have a kitty set aside for, you know, throwing people a little money if it's possible they're trying to scam us, then, you know, maybe we'll risk it, you know. But
yeah, I don't think she was. So she said she had a kid as well. So she was 29, had a child. You know, if you're scamming someone, you would probably keep that on the down low.
It's not the
most attractive feature for someone who has six kids. It's like, I've won two. No, thanks. And and just for the gentleman listening, I cleared this with my wife because, it could be an issue for people in relationships if one person suddenly starts talking with 50 or 60 different random women on Facebook. I'm sure many a relationship has ended simply because of that, and the nature of anonymity can cause issues. So we had the conversation beforehand. Look, this may be a brilliant ploy on my behalf. So if there's any men out there who want to engage in some form of affairs on Facebook, set up a podcast, interview people, and then tell your significant other that you're setting it up purely so you can interview people. But I wish I was that calculating and cynical, but this is more of a thought after the fact. So maybe on a subconscious level I am devious, evil genius, but on a conscious level, no, I'm not. So Facebook is it's interesting. It's changed a little, but everything changes, so what's a man to do other than dive in and don't stay too long and see what benefit I can get from it.
Yeah. Well, that whole thing coming back like a crack addict, you know, Hotel California, you can check out any time you like, but you can never leave.
Yeah, exactly. It's a rough one. Yeah, so how's your week been? Is there everything hunky dory?
No, not at all. Jesus Christ. on top of writing legal documents, consoling my family over things, and fucking editing a podcast, the same podcast, by the way, three times over. Fucking thing crashes on me. It opens up and says, "Hey, would you like to recover this project?" "Yeah, sure." "Oh, fuck, we crashed again." I reinstall the fucking thing, set it up, lovely, wonderful, get an hour into editing, thunderstorm develops overhead, electricity goes out, fuck. It's almost like I'm cursed.
Legal document. Are we okay to talk about that? Because I never followed up with it. So did it, now the listener isn't going to know about this, but this is just for my benefit. Is it an actual, so it's an actual summons from the court? It's not somebody just taking
yes,
the piss?
I had a moment there where I consulted with a barrister. And he
you say it was... like you cheated on your wife.
Okay, look, I'm no fan of these people, but oh my god, this guy was just loveliness personified, a lovely, wonderful man. Not going to drop his name, but they're out there. He was a little confused about how the summons was written up, and then I started to question it. And then you asked me if there was, there was a question of like, well, who's the prosecutor? And then you were saying, hey, is there even a serial number on it? And I was like, no, there isn't a reference number.
Yeah, there's not a court reference number on these documents.
Yeah. Yeah, but there wasn't on this one. And I'm left thinking, well, wait, maybe this is someone taking the piss, and it will become apparent to the listener why I thought this, but then the barrister got back to me after looking at my photocopies of it, and he just treated it as serious.
Right.
So it must be real. I mean, if the barrister looked at it and he thinks it's real, then it must be real. So last year, I'll put it this way. Last year, I served as the... I served as the agent of a candidate in the last election for the Dáil, our national parliament, a small candidate. And that means that my job is to calculate all the expenses, all the money that comes in via donations, particularly, and all the money that goes out. I was supposed to get that in at a particular date to the Standards in Public Office Commission, which I did. And I thought everything was just hunky-dory, but no. A month ago, I get a summons in the door saying that they're bringing me to court because it's not quite clear why, actually. Because it states a subsection of the legislation that is has to do with donations not being properly declared. And the first question is, well, what donation? Because everything was in order. Everything that had to be declared was declared, i.e. nothing was declared. Then the second question is, well, how would they know there was a donation if that you can't prove a negative? So this has been swimming around in my head, and because I'm the agent, it's on me. Like, I'm the one holding the turd. And this candidate and the person that taking care of your audio file there, the candidate and the party that they ran for is a conservative party, I would say, more libertarian. But if you want to use the mainstream Irish parlance, neo-Nazi party, who believe in, like, limited government and the rights of the unborn child, that kind of horrible stuff.
Sikhail.
So as soon as the name of this candidate was put online, we received emails with trick questions, like, questions to a possible, public representative from clearly made up names. The list of questions was basically a repetition of the same kind of setup. An example is, would you support a reduction in TD, which is a public representative in the Dáil, TD's salary to fund something about like supporting trans people's rights.
Okay.
So it was a double bind. Like if we say yes, then, you know, we're in support of, you know, fucking all this trans bullshit, right?
Yeah.
But we all kind of agree, like everyone on the fucking planet, everyone on the island, except for TDs in the doll, think that TDs' salaries should come down. So if we say no, then we're not being honest either.
Yeah. Are you in favor of killing women to save children?
There you go. Yeah, it's not a double bind. What would you call it? A false dichotomy or something?
Yeah, yeah. It's also a catch 22. You're fucked. Like, you can't answer it. Like,
yeah.
So, you know, yes, I am. You're in favor of killing women? No, I'm not. You're in favor of children dying? You know, I was like, well, what the fuck do I do? Like, Jesus, help me out here.
So this is the caliber of people that we're dealing with here, right?
Yeah.
They will take any old pot shot at, you know, these ordinary people, just ordinary people trying to run for their government and represent a opinion that isn't represented in the government currently. I don't know who these people are or how organized they are, how many resources they have behind them, but they're dedicated. So I wouldn't have put past them that someone would just go to that much effort to replicate a court summons and a letter from the Standards in Public Office Commission and then post it, registered post. Like, that's a tenner. So altogether, spend €15 and then spend like fucking hours of your time trying to, you know, figure out what does a summons look like, what's the letterhead of the SIPO.
Get the tape measure out. Hang on, this font is off by 0.6 of a millimeter. It's a clear fake, clear forgery. So anyway, so it transpires, it's a genuine document.
According to a barrister, anyway, yeah.
Okay, that could be a brilliant defense. Like, before you even answer to the charge, like, you could say, listen, I'm here today, however, I'm not convinced this is a genuine document. We're all victims of a very elaborate hoax here, including the court. And as a friend of the court, I would just like to bring it to the court's attention.
You know,
I don't know.
That makes perfect sense because if there's no prosecutor on this document, then there's not going to be a prosecutor in the court. It's going to be a case of basically the judge has the relevant documents or something.
Yeah, so there's no, like, so it's not like a file has been sent to the Department of Public Prosecutions. It's something just it seems like a pretty minor affair, really. And is it a district court where you have to...
District.
You can summon suit. Okay, all right.
And it is the DPP that is prosecuting.
Okay.
According to the possibly forged document. But I'm going to show up and take it seriously, man. The risk
fucking
is
right.
Too
get
high.
Get in and out, like. Get in there, get out, and fucking run for the hills. Well, it might be more worrying that there's, you know, that this is done as a kind of message to anybody who's involved, you know, not to get involved again, or you're going to be put through this kind of thing. And you're dead right about dedication. That's all it takes, is somebody dedicated. All it takes, really, is to pay somebody a kind of average salary to do this kind of thing.
Hmm.
And it could be inbuilt into the system as well. So you may just be the victim of some bureaucratic process that every time this appears, it appears on a list. There's a fucking a printer somewhere that just prints off a bunch of summonses, sends them out, get the fines in. And then a nice byproduct is that it puts you off ever doing anything like that again. Because who needs that fucking stress in their life? Really?
Yeah, really.
Yeah, I don't. I don't think public representation, or it should be that involved, really, where you have to account for every single penny. I'm sure you'd know inclination when you decided to stand or whatever it was. When you did you volunteer for this position, or was it kind of you it was put onto you that you're the agent?
And we have lost Audacity. We've lost Mix. Sorry.
You are.
Yeah, just one sec, and I'll boot her all up again. Isn't that
crash on you?
Yeah. It's she's not doing too well.
Maybe you should bring this fucking podcast in as evidence. Look, I've no fucking money. Here's 5 months of fucking continuous crashes.
I'm struggling to build a business here.
Yeah, we need funding, not fucking money to be taken out of our pockets. All right,
we're back. This is a friend that I decided to support by helping out in this minor way. I thought it was going to be a small thing, which is weird because I wasn't the one doing the thing, but I might be the one paying a hefty fine or being. Do they have debtor's prison here in Ireland? Do they lock you up just because you
possibly happen? I think would be you don't pay the fine. They say okay, well then you're going to have to do whatever time, like a week or 2 weeks in prison or a month in prison. Then you'd go in, they'd process you, and they'd turn you out the door. But I don't even think it would get to that level. I'd imagine you could come to an agreement with the court where, okay, well, I can't actually afford this, but I will pay back, five euro a month for, 60 months or I don't fucking know. I can't imagine it would warrant any sort of sentence. What does it say in the legislation that you, does it say you can be fined and or imprisoned? I can't remember the limits in district court for sentences and fines. Does it say in the legislation what the maximum fine is?
The subsection that I was referred to in the summons, maximum fine of a grand.
All right. Yeah. Okay. I would I'd probably just go in and not plead ignorance, but just, just say how it is. Like, I don't know what the fuck this is. Like,
right.
I have no money. However, here's 10 euros. Go buy yourself a fucking pint. Really, it's just the business of the fucking court. I'm sure there's good reason behind it. So there's not massive frauds carrying
on.
Of
course, yeah.
You can understand if we're talking about hundreds of thousands or millions of euros. But we all know they never come before the court. This is proof positive that it's the fucking small, trifling amount. Because you essentially you didn't have a legal expert or a finance expert to make sure everything was in absolute order.
Yeah, or hidden.
And then when you get there, so all you can do is hold your hand up and say, okay, well, listen. I was convinced that I was correct. I don't really know what this is about. And then see what the fucking judge has to say. He may direct you. They'll probably say, listen, I advise you to have some sort of legal representation. A solicitor will probably advise you to make some level of donation to the poor box. Anytime I've been to court for minor matters, it's normally motoring offences, speeding and shit like that. That's generally it. Yeah. 200 euro donation to the poor box and it's done, because if you're going to a district court, I don't even think you go to the district court. I imagine it will be fucking put back 4 or 5 times. I don't know if they do Zoom district court here now or what the fucking deal is. But anytime I've been to a district court for small matters like that, there's like fucking 100 people there. They're trying to fly through them as quick as possible. The judge is just cranked and pissed off and, has an ego the size of the room and just likes to lord it over people. Talks down to people like they're children.
Well, he has to talk down. He's on up high, so.
Literally and metaphorically speaking down the lord of the manor there.
Yeah.
Like it's kind of, if it wasn't so serious, it's comical.
Yeah.
But for all the disdain in the world, once you're in there, it's like it hits you. You know, it's like, oh fuck. And the whole thing is bizarre, really, when you think of it.
It's Kafka kind of situation.
Free human being, you know, being summoned from your home to go into some fucking strange building before some guy you've never met. You've no clue who the fuck he is. Who's this guy to sit in judgment of you? Who's done what? Mm-hmm. What have you done?
Yeah.
You don't even know what you've done yourself.
That's it.
Go in there and say, listen, I don't know why I'm fucking here. I'm here because I'd like to know why I'm here. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing here. I was trying to do some good for the country. I don't know, maybe have you looked outside lately, Judge? do you know these guys? And you go, yes, I do. My cousin is a Fine Gael. Okay, well, I'd like to put 500 euros in the box. And please, can I get out of here as quick as humanly possible? So what was the barrister of any use? Did he give you any advice on what to do?
For you to engage? You can't directly engage a barrister. You have to. And you mentioned that before, and he mentioned that himself. And by the conversation I had with him on the phone and by email, you know, I could tell that he wanted to, like, actively help me in terms of representing me, but that just isn't his job description, which I don't fucking understand this shit, man. But
you got to talk to my pimp, nigga.
But, look... he foremostly advised that I get a solicitor. he thought it was serious enough to warrant a solicitor. He said that, first of all, it will give you some kind of credibility in the court to have a solicitor there with you. I think all it would do is let the judge know that if I can afford 300 euro for a solicitor, I can afford a grand for a fucking fine. So fuck that. He mentioned, you know, of course, yeah, you know, without actually giving me legal advice, because, you know, from like TV shows and all that, they can't give you advice unless you retain them, as they say in America.
Uh-huh.
And he did suggest in that type of circumstance, one would write to the person bringing in up the prosecution for disclosure of any documents, and that is the one I sent off earlier this week, asking for disclosure.
Gary Doyle, is that what it's called?
What's that then?
I think there's some nickname for it. Gary Doyle.
Gary Doyle, he told me that on the phone, and I was kicking myself that I didn't remember Gary Doyle. I would really like to know where that one comes from.
Yeah, I think it's the case. It's got to be the case of the original case for discovery. I think the guards fucked over somebody called Gary Doyle.
Okay.
So Gary Doyle order. We can look that up later. So the discovery order for all the info. Okay. That's why I hate going, like, it's such a double-edged sword. The minute you talk to a solicitor or a barrister, like, they invoke an inordinate amount of worry in you. because generally people don't have any sort of legal knowledge, it's like, oh, fuck, like, Jesus Christ, like, I just thought I'd be in and I'd be out. Now this guy's telling me, well, you know, it's quite a serious matter. This could follow you for the rest of your life. And there is a proven method to... have these matters squashed. It involves euros. you will need to make some sort of sacrifice to me, and then I will go to the court on your behalf and squash it. And there's no chance of you getting legal aid. Is this a legal aid matter? Does it qualify for legal aid? Or
you know, the thing is that I don't even know if this is a criminal or civil case, or I don't know the first of it, honestly.
Okay.
And I would imagine that civil cases don't allow for legal aid.
Okay, well, yeah, I'm sure they do. I think the way it's set up, it's just basically based on your means, and even if you, it's not to say that you don't have any means, it's just that if you don't have sufficient means, you may not get full legal aid, but you can pay a portion of it. But it'd be certainly be worth at least a phone call to the court office. Or to, there's usually a legal aid section within there. You can go in, fill out a form, and they tell you there and then if you qualify for legal aid. Now, that just may mean you don't have to pay for a solicitor, but then you're limited to the solicitor you get.
Yeah, see, that's the problem. And that's why I was talking to this specific barrister, because he is aligned to myself on certain social matters and would be sympathetic to, you know, whether or not I'm being jerked around. I also wanted to know from him who would be, you know, upfront and honest about representing me, you know, because I don't know. You get some random guy that probably isn't being paid. You know, it's probably some part of his job that, like Sean was mentioning there a few weeks ago when we had him on, that part of his job is to donate his time to legal aid. You know, to get someone like that who probably looks at my name and then connects it to that political party and then thinks, yeah, you know, I'm not really going to do much for him.
Yeah, I don't think that would be, well, I imagine it wouldn't be a real concern. Like the probably bigger concern with free legal aid solicitors is just they have such a fucking high caseload that they're not going to give it any real attention. They would probably look at it and go, okay, listen, here's what you need to do. You need to plead guilty, pay the fine, and get the fuck out.
Right.
Or whatever other solution they have. Okay, well, yeah, we'll fight it. Let's have a look at the details. And then it's up to you to chase them. That's, well, before I ever went anywhere near a solicitor, where I was of the mind, like from TV shows, that, you know, like you hire a solicitor and they're on the case. It's, you know, it's LA law. Like there's a team there who are working tirelessly. They know their clients. It's just you and your concern. But no, it's not like that at all. It's like it's phone calls and no. Well, he's in court today. He's in a meeting. Yeah, we should be able to get you in to see him in 2 weeks for, you know, an hour.
Yeah,
and then that costs you 300 fucking euros. But with the legal aid guy, you don't have that. So it's essentially a lot of chasing and harrying, and you have to do a lot of the work. So you have to do a lot of the kind of research, and then when you talk to your solicitor, it's like, okay, well, this is my experience anyway. Okay, well, you know, here's where I think this may be useful, and then you get their legal opinion. But what I did was basically prep them, give them as much information as I could, and then essentially they're just making the case on behalf of you with the extra legal knowledge and the court etiquette. It's in the hands of the judge on what he decides. So I can't imagine to be any level of prison, paid a fine. You know, this solicitor would say, well, you know, my client can't afford to pay this fine in such a way. However, he is prepared to pay 2 cents a week or, you know, something reasonable that isn't going to piss the judge off. Or, I don't know, or maybe there's something in it where, you know, it could just be thrown out, squashed, struck out of court.
Yep.
This is clearly an error. So just have it struck out. And then speaking to solicitors as well, depending on who the judge is, can have a massive effect as well.
And I'm told by reliable sources that this judge that sits in this particular district court is, you know, he's not really fond of bullshit. You know, if he sniffs out that like something's ridiculous, then you'd be like, okay, fuck off, get out of here, want to go home, want to go to the pub.
Yeah, so that's it. Just, you know, go in, be respectful. Or I was thinking the other thing when we were talking about the pimps. Maybe dress up as a pimp. Rock into court, you know. kick ass pimp hat.
Before I received this summons, I lost something very, very precious to me. A silver trequerta. I don't know if I pronounce that right. Necklace, you know. I did a lot of work with this. You know, some high fucking magic, and it falls out of my pocket or something. I don't know. It's not in the house anymore. And I was, you know, literally a day or two just going through eBay and all of these different stores, like for a replacement, but it had to be a good replacement, you know, maybe gold plated, yeah. Right? And I was planning on getting this huge fucking gold plated Trequerta. And I'm thinking, well, I mean, I could possibly be paying a fine soon. But also, I don't want to walk into court with fucking jewelry on, you know? Like, yeah, I got plenty of money, judge.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, right, for one of the times I was in court for the custody battle with the children, it was in the family court in Dublin city centre. Which is in a rough part of town, like, but so I turned up like a fucking like a country gent. Like, so I had a tweed suit on. Fine umbrella. Didn't have a hat on, but I stood out like a sore fucking tummy. Everyone else was in tracksuit bottoms and jumpers, and my barrister looked like he'd arrived in his pajamas. And so they was taking the piss out of me, saying like, "Oh, but Christ, we're in the wrong jurisdiction here. We should be in one of the courts in London." You know? So I think the trick on the outfit is to dress down for the day. So don't outdress your sister.
Right.
Or they may look on you, again, like you said, as somebody with a lot of money, or, yeah, sometimes it's good to be the best dressed man in the room. Other times,
not so. Right.
It's best to look, inconspicuous and blend into the background. And, yeah, you know, it's terrible, really.
You know, it's so social things. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just be going, listen, judge, you know, like, fuck's sake, come on. Really? No, no one wants to be here. I know you don't want to fucking be here. I'm sure you didn't study law so you could end up fucking sitting here listening to all this horseshit of speeding fines.
A district court.
Minor breaches of, yeah, legislation. And come on. Fucking hell. I'm sure you want to go home and, you know, molest your fucking niece or something. You know, come on. Come on, judge. You know, you got better things to be doing, man. But you don't. You know, you go in and it's like... Yeah, it's rough. So yeah, get in and get out if you can. Or go on the run. You know. At other times you probably could go, you know what? Fuck it. I don't want to deal with this. But as we know, our guards aren't particularly busy at this time. So I'm sure they're loving the thought of, you know, going around serving bench warrants on people or whatever they do, knocking at the door, you know, taking you away for. Some fucking minor breach of some horseshit legislation.
Fuck me, man. In terms of dress, I am a minimalist, so I basically wear the same thing every day. I see outside the district court, you know, the once in the blue moon that it's actually open, and you know, you have the guard there, then you have, you know, just hanging outside, smoking a cigarette or just going in or something. And then the solicitors, they would be just, you know, regular solicitor dress, you know. And then the criminals who are, you know, they got caught drinking in public or something. Or stealing from Lidl. But me, I have just... two pairs of black jeans, shirts. I like good shirts. That's the only thing I spend money on, but they're like either purple or dark green, and then a blazer. And that's all I have. Oh, and dress shoes. Is this, would I be showing people up this way?
No, you just got to sling an electric guitar across your back as you walk in. Sit down the back of the court and just start
strumming
out the tune. No, I don't think so. Honestly and genuinely, I don't even think it's an issue. I just look like an asshole. I don't know what the fuck I was thinking. I just thought, like, you know, I present well, because it was a particularly serious matter, so I wanted to make sure I had all my bases covered. And I didn't know the lay of the land going in. As it turned out, I didn't even need to fucking be there, really. I don't think the judge looked at me once. you're essentially an observer, really.
Yeah.
Outside of your solicitor, and your solicitor is talking there, and you know in yourself you could do a better, you could do a better job than the solicitor. But if you're to stand up and talk, you know, you're in someone else's territory, so it's like, well, who the fuck are you to come in here and, you know, tell us how we do? We do this every day. You know, we all know each other. We know the lay of the land. So you just got to swallow your pride a little bit and just take a back seat and hope it plays out in your favor. And the best you can do is just be as best prepared as you can and prep your solicitor, because unless you're particularly wealthy and you got a good team of wealthy solicitors, it's pretty incumbent on yourself to give them as much vital information as you can. And again, given your circumstances, you're right in approaching the people who you think you're comfortable with. I would say not so much in that someone who's not friendly to certain points of view would hold it against you, but I just think those people who are friendly towards similar points of view are probably more willing to invest time and energy into getting you out of this slightly sticky situation. So,
Yeah, that's true. That's
true. And hopefully for free. Did your solicitor friend, did he give you a list of his pimps who you could
yes.
If need be?
Yes. He said, yeah, these are decent guys. These guys do this. These guys do that. You know? Yeah.
Yeah. You got to pay him the double, though. It's such a fucking jip. Like, you get raked over the coals. So I had to hire a solicitor and a barrister. The barristers want the money up front, generally. So it's not like a solicitor, you can just go, okay, well, the solicitor goes, well, I want the 10 grand now. Nope. And so you can pay them over time because they normally work for a firm. But the barrister's generally, okay, well, I want that money fucking now.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Or, you know.
It's kind of like the difference between your local drug dealer who, you know, will give you a bag of coke on tick, as we call it in Ireland. Then, you know, when you actually want to be a drug dealer yourself, you have to go to the big guy and he's not going to give you a ton of coke or what. No, that's too much. You know, whatever. I don't know. I don't know that much about drugs.
I like your style. Go straight in there for a ton of coke. Yeah, fuck it. I want a ton of coke. Here's a 50 € deposit. Yeah, you're dead right, though. There's no fucking around. It's give me the money, bitch, or, you know, I ain't talking to you.
Bitch better have my money.
yeah, but it's a fucked up system.
Yeah. The idea of even just the small guy contending with a small thing, which, you know, district court, that's the smallest you get. And I have an option. I could pay a lot of money for a solicitor and possibly not, because I got that solicitor, not pay a fine. But then I could also pay for a solicitor, but then get the fine anyway. Or I could not pay for a solicitor and then not pay the fine, or not pay the solicitor and get the fine because I didn't have a solicitor. So I'm working it out that, well, I mean, until I hear more about what's going on with this, I'm going to go with not having a solicitor.
Yeah, it's the most viable option at the moment. And it's not like you can't go for a solicitor if things get squirrely. But yeah, so just study the legislation, see if you can see a hole, make the presentation to the judge. But it will probably go in, this is, you know, you go before the judge, they'd call you out, call your case number out first, and then you'll have to go up, and probably the judge is just going to be sitting there looking at a piece of paper waiting for some solicitor to pipe up. So then you got to stand there and go whatever your plan of attack is, and, you know, So, yep, I'm here representing myself. I'm not sure what this is in relation to, or this needs to be struck out, or whatever it is. And he'll probably, if you've a good argument, he'll probably say yes. Okay, struck out, next. Or advise you to get a solicitor or hold it over so you can figure it out, whatever it is. But that's really, I think that's where most people fall down, is just to learn about the actual procedures of the court if you are going to represent yourself. Because if you stand there with, you know, you just stand there like a gimp, it's like, oh, okay,
get railroaded.
What the fuck do I do now? Like, yeah, it's like, oh, blah, blah, blah. You know, it's like, okay, yeah, let's wrap this up, 12 months in prison. It's like, what? What? Hang on a fucking minute. How did that happen? What? Can we rewind here for a moment? Yeah, so. I know, when's this due to happen? Is it?
Exactly 2 weeks from now.
All right.
So,
okay.
Possibly there won't be a show in 2 weeks because I'll be in jail. Or.
Free coward. Let's start making the posters now. Fuck yeah. Palestine, be more pressing.
Or, I at this time of the night, 10 p.m, 2 weeks from now, I will be absolutely fucking plastered on whiskey because I'll be celebrating. So that,
yeah.
No show or good show?
Yeah, I'd say it'll be a good show, but I'd say it would be anticlimactic. I would say... it's been adjourned. So you will probably get a letter in the door early next week to let you know it's been postponed.
Right, the Indian variant has taken over the country and we have to shut down the courts.
Christ, yeah. Three Indian variants, B1076.
Oh my God.
I'm never
done with this, and I figured out the con as well. You know, like the vaccines come out, and it's all yeah, we'll get everyone vaccinated, we'll go back to our lives, and then that's when all these variants showed up. Like, I ain't no fool, man.
Yeah, booster time. It's it's the new vaccination, and again, it could be fucking. Snake oil. I was talking to somebody the other day and they were almost embarrassed talking to me, and they were saying I visited my father's house the other day, and we haven't hugged in a year. He's had his first vaccination, but when I was going, I gave him a sneaky hug and the two of us cried, and I'm like, oh my God.
Oh my God, man.
Yeah, and I just said, oh, that's nice, yeah, it's incredible what's contained in a human hug. It says so much than words could ever say, but internally I'm going, are you fucking soft in the head? Really? You fucking really wouldn't hug your fucking father because of fear of this? Give me a fucking break, like, Jesus Christ. I don't get it. I don't get that level of compliance, or maybe it's a level of fear. Maybe I'm defective. Like, maybe,
I can see where the fear is real, like, my own step grandfather is still around, and he said, like, look, you're young, which I'm not really, it's not like in my 20s, but he said, you're young and you don't need to worry about this shit, but I do. While I was sitting in his car after a 20 minute drive, yeah, with no masks on. So there's a reasonable, if that's what you believe, then you should rightly be afraid. Yeah, it's fucking scary. But there's this fucking gulf between the fear and the reasoning. Like, this guy hugs his father. 2 weeks ago or so, I was, did I tell this story on air? I don't know. Walking home, because I like my walks. I walk everywhere when I can't cycle. I'm literally 5 minutes walk from my house, and a guy pulls up. For the first time, I get a lift in the pandemic. And he's a chatty sort, an autistic chatty sort. So he drove me the 5 minutes and then held me there for like three times as long as I would have taken to walk that far while cars were slowing down and passing over him on this dangerous bend. It was mental. But yeah, we were talking about this, we're talking about that, and then he brought up climate change, and I said, that's nonsense. And he said, oh, you probably don't believe in the pandemic either. And I'm like, dude, well, I didn't say this because, you know, the dude gave me a ride. But I was thinking, dude, we've been sitting in your car here for 20 minutes talking. I literally felt a piece of your spit on my cheek. We're this close. And you're telling me there's a pandemic. Fuck you, man. So the people don't, man, I don't know.
Look, I don't know fucking either, because you got a point that people are frightened that your grandfather's old. So obviously, if everything else is presented, he's at high risk. But I'm at high risk. I have a compromised immune system. I also have asthma. And I don't give a fuck. Like, I really don't. Because, you know, I've come to terms with the fact that I'm going to die. I don't know how it's going to fucking happen. I don't particularly want it to happen. But I'm okay. You know, I'm grand. I'm willing to take the risk. I'm willing to take the risk of killing somebody fucking else by breathing in and out. You know, there's not much I can fucking do about it. I don't particularly like the idea of living in a society where some random group of people decide to... They get to determine when I leave the house, how far I can go, and when I can go shopping, when I can have a haircut, when I can have a drink, at their whim, really. And I don't care. I don't care if the fucking bubonic plague is here. I'll take my fucking chances. I can figure it out, really. I have an okay grasp of risk and peril. I can kind of work it out myself. And, you know, if a couple of people die along the way, you know, so be it. There's too many of us.
C'est la vie.
Anyway, so, yeah. So what are you going to fucking do? Like, hide away forever?
Well, this
I
is it.
I'm old enough to remember fucking AIDS. Like, and I was paranoid about AIDS. I think it retarded my sex life for maybe 5 or 6 years. Where I go, well, fuck that, I'm not going to have sex. Like, I'm fucking, you know, it's toxic. I'll fucking die if I have sex. And so, God knows what people will be like. I was going to say after it ends, but I think if you hit the nail on the head, it ain't going to fucking end. It's going to be a continuation of variants and more vaccines and boosters. And I read the other day Pfizer have made some obscene amount of money from the sales of vaccines. Absolutely, and they were, you know, hemorrhaging money before this.
Yeah, it needs to be stated. Yeah, until this pandemic started, the whole industry, not just Pfizer, the whole industry were fucked. They were fucked financially, and they were going to collapse. And
lawsuit after lawsuit, fucking class action lawsuit after class action lawsuit,
because
for billions.
Because these people poison people. All right, Jesus.
Yeah, they don't give a fuck. Like, they just don't. But part of it is as well, and this is what I have to reconcile within myself, that if that's what people want to believe, fine. I don't really have an issue with it, fine. But please have the respect for people who don't believe it. Just let them be. Let them go about their fucking own business. But I don't know if that's possible, because you're going to be seen as a carrier and you know, a potential deadly threat, which makes no fucking sense either. But
witch in the Inquisition, you know, you're a danger.
Unvaccinated, we don't get the benefit of having the vaccine bonuses that the government have handed out. So, you know. Right. It's like, give me a fucking break. Like, how can anybody take any of it seriously? You know, if you get vaccinated, you can visit another unvaccinated household. Thank you, Michal. Thank you so much. Like, I've been waiting forever just for the say-so, so I can go ahead and visit my sister. But on the upside, if you don't want to visit your family, it's a fucking great excuse. I can't make it. Can't make it. COVID everywhere. Staying in. Can't come to work today. Have a cough. Yeah, so there's upsides. And again, even if the government give people the all clear, there's probably a good 30 or 40% of people who just they're not going to come out of their houses again anyway. Which I don't mind, because frankly, I like when I go out for a walk that there's not so many people about. It's healthy for me. Really, when I go back to Dublin, it's nice, because Dublin's just a fucking a mess of people, especially if you go into the city centre. Far too many people in that smaller space, so it was nice when people were staying in, and the brave, the unvaccinated heroes could go out and walk and pretend that they'd arrived in a scene from the Walking Dead. Like, it was fucking great. Like, and enjoy the blue skies, and yeah, it was really nice. Yeah, but Penny's is opening up now soon, so I saw in Northern Ireland there was people were queuing, probably like 5,000 people queuing to get into Penny's to buy some clothes.
Yeah, supposedly here, up until Penny's is going to open soon, they were setting up appointments for people to go and shop. Yeah. I saw on Facebook Marketplace one of those appointments being sold for €100. That's genius. That's brilliant. I applaud the genius who thought of this.
I'm sure there'll be some legislation introduced next week to prohibit such things, but such is the power of capitalism.
Yeah.
Yeah, well fucking done. I should have been on top of that myself.
Yeah.
A couple of spots.
Yeah, scalping.
Yeah, good luck to people. I suppose if it makes people happy, doesn't it? I respect that. I'll make fun of it, but you know, I respect it. But yeah, as long as it's reciprocal.
Yeah,
curmudgeons like me come along. Don't think on me too harshly, because I haven't been vaccinated, and somehow I'm a danger to you. I'm not. I'm more of a danger to myself. So, you know, pity me. Pity the fool at the end of the microphone. Maybe I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't be talking to you. Maybe I need to fucking ring Liveline or Joe Duffy and have a chat. Have a chat with Joe.
Should we get into Joe soon? I would like to visit the Jacks.
I think that's a good segue. Before we do get into Joe Duffy, that toilet break is in order. Let me see. I sent you on 3 tunes.
Yes, you did.
It's not really fitting to what we've been talking about at all. But for the sake of, unless you want to cue something else up, but maybe Kyoko's House, some Philip Glass. Again, it doesn't fit the mood, but it will give us 5 minutes.
If you want to leave that until later when it would fit the mood, I can cue up something else.
Yeah, do cue up something else. Yeah.
All right. Cool. Yeah, I've got something in mind. And this is Baron Tremaine Capel with I Date Japanese Females.
Baron Tremaine Capel, also known as Vapor Man. I date Japanese females from Tokyo, Japan. I'm learning Japanese. You teach me Japanese. I'm learning Japanese. You teach me Japanese. I'm learning Japanese. You teach me Japanese. I'm learning Japanese. I'm speaking Japanese. I'm writing Japanese. I'm speaking Japanese. I'm reading Japanese. I'm speaking Japanese. I'm writing Japanese. I'm speaking Japanese. I'm writing Japanese. I'm eating Japanese. I'm drinking Japanese. I'm eating Japanese. I'm drinking Japanese. I'm eating Japanese. I'm drinking Japanese. I'm eating Japanese. I'm drinking. love anime. I love manga. I love anime. I love manga. I love anime. I love manga. I love video games. I love arcades. 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 I am your boyfriend. You are my girlfriend. 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 I think Japanese females from Tokyo, Japan. I think Japanese females from Tokyo, Japan. I'm born in Tokyo. I'm born in 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 Japan. I live in Tokyo. I live 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 in Japan. My hometown Tokyo. My hometown 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 Japan.
Enough of that. Tremaine. Baron Tremaine Cattle. He is an interesting character. Which there are no shortage of on the internet. I found him through a commentary channel on YouTube, and the music he creates is very well produced, but his lyrics are just, what are you singing about? And there was one particular track where the instrumentals were just brilliant, and someone was saying, hey, where did you get these instrumentals from? And I was curious too, so I took out WhatsApp to text the music and hear Shazam. Jeez, I can't believe these apps is on Shazam. I take out Shazam, recognize this as his song. And for context, this guy has maybe somehow a couple of hundred views on Shazam. Shazam recognized this as his song.
And for context, this guy has maybe, kind of.
But a couple of hundred views. I was just talking about Baron Tremaine.
And can you hear the oddities of the internet?
Hardly anyone listens to his music or watches his videos.
He has these highly produced, kind of, but very well produced songs.
Yeah, I was just talking about Baron Tremaine Cattle. You know, one of these oddities of the internet. Hardly anyone listens to his music or watches his videos.
But he has these highly produced, very well produced songs.
Where did the instrumentals for this come from? It has to be bizarre lyrics.
The fucker has his music on Shazam.
You know the app Shazam.
It recognizes his music. There's a lot of people that are really dedicated to what they're doing.
I wanted to know where the instrumentals for this come from. It has to be from somewhere else. But the fucker has his music on Shazam. It recognizes his music. There's a lot of people who are really dedicated to what they're doing, and nobody's paying any attention to them. Which might be us in a few months, but is he Jimmy-esque?
No, not at all.
It was on me to get back to him.
Yeah, you're right. People need a platform.
What happened to that Belgian dude? I have my work email for the station.
Did he vanish or re-emerge?
I have my personal email. Oh, and, yeah, Someone's coming through a personal email.
Jimmy,
I'm going to forget about it. No, not at all. It was on me to get back to him.
They're not in the sent and received list. So.
I have my work email for the station, and then I have my personal email, and if someone's coming through on my personal email, then I'm going to forget about them. In terms of the show, you know, they're not in the sent and received list. So,
you know, it's positive, it's uplifting,
which is
actually
a shame.
Insightful.
I would like to hear from Belgium, and, you know, and particularly
like
an artist
mind
like him
that comes up with these lyrics.
You know, not my favorite genre of music. What would you call it? Kind of pop or
present a piece of misery.
Euro pop.
Yeah. But it's positive, it's uplifting, it's actually insightful, and I would just like to hear from the mind that comes up with these lyrics.
You know, utter cheesy shit.
Yeah, it's pretty difficult to do as well, write uplifting stuff. I think anybody can, you know, present a piece of misery.
Speaking of positive, as I'm proof positive.
But it is. It takes a particular skill set to lift people's spirits, and you know,
can you play positive things?
And it's tricky to do that result as well without it coming off as
people an idea. So
you know, utter cheesy shit.
So
yeah, it's
a
skill.
Kind of staple in Ireland.
Yeah, maybe we can touch base again. Speaking of positive,
it's through the week. Yeah,
shows.
Yeah.
So we have Joe Duffy.
Two or three hours long.
Can you play the music from the intro from Joe Duffy? This is probably give people an idea. So Joe Duffy, if you're Irish, you can't help but know who Joe Duffy is. But Joe Duffy is a kind of staple in Ireland on radio. So he hosts. Is it a daily show? It's got to be daily show.
It's through the week. Yeah.
Yeah.
Late,
yeah, and it's I don't know how long, it's 2 or 3 hours long, and it's a call-in phone show, so, and the audience were all Prozac'd up to the fucking nines, and no life left in them at all. This is kind of the energy behind the Joe Duffy live line call-in show. So let's just have a listen to the music.
Yeah. Welcome to the live line. Today, we're going to talk about menopause in the ladies. The big issue in Ireland here at the moment. Don't talk about the calls. So, next 5 days, we'll be talking about the menopause. So, you've had menopause. So we have Howard on the line. I believe you have the menopause yourself, and you'd just like to have a chat. Go on. Yeah, so it's fucking terrible. I know. And the same level of irony about me whinging and moaning and complaining about the show. Mostly middle-aged women who ring in and moan and complain. But I would normally ignore it. But other than the fact that I came across an article that described Joe as a hero. A fucking hero.
A fucking hero.
Quote. So I don't know if it's somebody taking the piss. Within the Irish Mirror. No, granted, it's not exactly a high quality paper, but in comparison to the tabloids, it's a little bit better in its quality, you know. So the headline, Orkey's Joe Duffy labeled a hero
after
5 days of covering the same story. Says Liveline touched on an important topic last week. RTE star Joe Duffy has been labelled as a hero after he dedicated an entire week of his famous show Liveline to an issue which affects thousands of Irish people every year. The veteran broadcaster had callers on to discuss the many effects of the menopause.
So that's it. The menopause. The fucking menopause.
What's with the definite article before the menopause? It's not like... There are numerous types of instances of menopause. It's just instances of menopause. It's just menopause.
The menopause.
The menopause.
The menopause was on the show. Spoke to the menopause. The menopause is finally being unveiled.
Unveiled.
It just adds it to it. It just adds it to a level of seriousness.
A level of seriousness.
It's not already there.
Yeah.
It's not already there.
The menopause, like it's a fucking.
The menopause,
it's
like it's
loose,
a fucking.
It's a new strain of.
It's on the loose. It's a new strain of the menopause.
Because I wasn't aware of the menopause. I don't know if it's. Because I wasn't aware of you've come across. I don't know if it's if menopause.
If you've come across the menopause, maybe it's because you know the first three letters are spells man, so the effects of the man. Pause.
Then it goes on to explain for the dummies who don't know what the menopause is.
So the menopause is sometimes known as the change of life. What the ladies say, but they don't want to talk about
that's
it.
That's ridiculous. I never heard of that term. That's ridiculous. I never heard of it in those terms.
90-year-old biddy. Have you gone through the change of life?
110-year-old.
That's something
would
a 90-year-old biddy would say.
She was around during the fucking.
Not even.
110-year-old would say.
Yeah, my mother used to talk about it.
You know, she was around during the fucking Civil War, like.
Yeah, my mother used to talk about it in those things, like change of life. She's had change of life.
Then it goes on to explain a little bit.
I know. Seems special. So then again, I'm a little bit confused. So then it goes on to explain a little bit more detail, and it's marked by the ending of menstruation when a woman's period stops. So now you think people would be happy at that? So there's no more period poverty.
Positive outcome from
after the menopause because the period stop. So you know, yeah. Positive outcome from the menopause. So then, goes on. I did learn something from the article. So that during the time leading up to menopause, perimenopause.
The menopause begin.
I wasn't aware of that. So the hormonal and biological changes that are associated with the menopause begin.
Emotional symptoms.
As a result of the hormonal changes, many women experience both physical and emotional symptoms, such as hot flushes, night sweats, and irritability. Never met an irritable woman outside of a menopausal one.
Dozens of women. Finally, the shame has been lifted.
So dozens of women came forward to tell Joe their stories.
The pain,
dozens of women.
The after effects.
Finally, the shame has been lifted.
I initially dedicated half of last week's show to the topic.
From the symptoms, the pains, the after effects, and more. Having initially dedicated half of last week's show to the topic, the overwhelming response from callers saw Lifeline producers opt to have it discussed on every episode since then.
Down syndrome lady.
And there's a wonderful picture of Joe interviewing some. Down syndrome lady.
And then an adoring crowd.
Some description. She didn't look well. And then an adoring crowd around them as Joe grins like a fucking.
What's his name? What's the fucking
moron with a dicky bow? I have no respect for anybody who wears a dicky bow under any circumstance. At least what's
Tucker
his name?
Carlson, yeah,
fucking Fox News host
name. At least he had a good sense.
Current?
Good sense to get rid of his fucking dicky bow from.
Tucker Carlson.
Tucker Carlson, yeah.
At least he had a good sense. Yeah.
So anyway, this is a big
dicky bow from his
clothes for
days.
Joe Duffy was in.
This is a big thing, and you made a very good point I forgot about. Joe Duffy was in.
You can remind me what was the.
He got himself in some hot water the last week or two.
Offended some people.
Yeah, see, it's gotten lost.
You can remind me what was the issue he had.
You know, it's gotten on the internet. Yeah, see, it's gotten lost to the fucking endless stream of nonsense on the internet. But he was being called out for. On one show, he shut a woman down for
on another episode
making some kind of feminist claim, and then he allowed a man on another episode
people were calling for him to
basically
be
speak his mind,
canceled, if you will.
And that was just a big no-no. People were calling for him to be
really
canceled,
nice.
If you will.
You know, a sweet coincidence it's just, right there that they get into the really menopausal nice. Stuff and
you know a sweet coincidence right there week that you know they you know, a woman get into the menopausal yeah, stuff so and they devote an entire week to this okay you know a woman's issue
yeah so then they set up
they even set up a dedicated group. WhatsApp conversation for anybody who wished to contribute okay. to send their voice notes
I'm even reading
show.
This shit out like they even set up a dedicated WhatsApp conversation for anybody who wished to contribute to send their voice notes into the show. So then we have a tweet inserted into the article from at RTE Liveline. Owing to the huge volume of calls we're receiving from women who want to talk about their experience of menopause, we've set up a dedicated line for your WhatsApp voice notes. WhatsApp 087, whatever, horseshit. Because one brave lady on last Friday's show said, I cried all through the show yesterday. I'm 51 and now I believe I've been going through menopause for the last 10 years. I'm in bits. I'm so happy to hear the exact symptoms of other women. I have an appointment tomorror with the doctor. Do you? You must be the first fucking person in Ireland who actually got to see a doctor. How did you manage that one? Like, as far as I'm aware, they're fucking still funneling everybody into the hospital. Good fucking woman if you manage to get an appointment for the doctor. I don't think you would need an appointment. I imagine it would be, you're how old are you, 51? You've got hot flushes, okay. Then you're irritable, okay. I have difficulty sleeping, okay, yeah. You're probably going through the menopause. Either ride it out or hear some hormone replacement therapy. Just as an aside, one of the side
effects. Listeners were full of praise for the show and the host.
It's high probability of you getting cancer.
Public service broadcasting at its very best.
Listeners were full of praise for the show and the host.
No, it's fucking
one took to social media to say this is public service broadcasting at its very best.
It's not a public service to fucking
no, it's not.
People with
no, it's fucking not. About it's menopause. Public service broadcasting at its worst.
Like, of anybody talking
it's not a public service to fucking torture right. people with horseshit about the menopause. But why do we need a week?
Maybe I have the fucking menopause.
Of anybody talking about the fucking menopause.
I think it's just
it baffles me. And I'm not really angry. I'm just and this is irritated. Maybe I have the fucking menopause too. But I think you're right. I think it's just it's Joe atoning for the sins of offending the ladies. And this is even more fucking offensive to me. Okay, well, I upset the ladies, so now I'll dedicate a week to menopause. So can you imagine the meeting? Can you imagine the week?
Section of our cohort. Okay,
yeah, Joe, listen.
The menopausal you crowd.
Just, you've upset some of the listeners. A large section of our cohort is the menopausal crowd. And our advertisers, you know, our advertiser is... Pfizer, who, you know, have large shares in hormone replacement therapy. So we have to, on a couple of fronts, we have to make amends for this. So we're going to dedicate the next week to talk about the unspoken scourge of menopause. And of course,
Not because I was a fan. Just
and so now we're in the midst of it. I didn't get to listen to it because I don't listen to the live line. I used to
drive around the country.
Not because I was a fan. Just out of shit. Well, just because you see, when you there was a time when you would drive. I would like one of my old jobs. I would drive around the country.
National broadcasters everywhere
from north to south and east to west. I visit every county as part of my job. And
national broadcasters everywhere.
Limited choice of stations. So it was really RTE, and then News Talk, and so it was a limited. In the end, the radio just went off.
Nonsense on the radio.
I was shouting at radio.
Your life is definitely shorter for that.
10 miles an hour, screaming. It's the nonsense on the radio. Wasn't healthy in it.
No, your life is definitely shorter for that.
Yeah, so you know, it's not good driving etiquette to be looking at the radio and screaming at it.
No satisfaction from it.
While you're the next step breaking the speed limit, it's just not. It's not healthy in any way, shape, or form. And there's no satisfaction from it. And the next step is to ring in.
Thank Joe. So
let me get back to this. So while a third person came in, thank Joe. So thank you, Joe, and team at Liveline for this important information and giving women a voice to tell their harrowing stories of menopause. You
know, finally, they're getting to talk about
because it's so difficult for women to air their voices in this society. You know, finally, they're getting to talk about menopause and period poverty, and I don't know what's fucking next. Like cuts at the back of their ankles from wearing high heel shoes. They need free plasters. Needs to put four.
Alison O'Connor.
I don't know what the part of the shoe is, but who fucking knows? Poor delicate creatures that they are.
Oh man!
So going one further, Alison O'Connor wrote at RTE Liveline, quote: "As of now, Joe Duffy is my hero."
Oh man!
Featuring the menopause for the fifth program in a row on at RTE Liveline. I hope there is political attention being paid in terms of the services needed. Both the show to be provided for women, and there was political attention being paid with both the show and the overall Senate. Issue being raised in the Shannon yesterday.
Senate, though, is it?
So this is our Senate, and the equivalent of the American.
It's the equivalent
Senate.
Of like a. It's not the equivalent of the American
shadow
Senate,
government,
though, is it?
More like
it's. Yes.
It's the equivalent of like a
shadow government, like
the shadow government, more like.
So we have our.
Well, yeah, the shadow. I consider shadow government like the permanent government. So we have our parliament, which would be the Dáil, and then like the equivalent of the House of Lords.
The
upper House of Representatives and the Senate. I don't know. Maybe I'm getting them mixed up somewhere.
Senator Pauline.
But anyway, this is the upper house of Irish government.
Mm-hmm.
So this comes from Senator Pauline O'Reilly.
Menopause is moving from at Joe Liveline
at Pauline Galway.
Women have been bravely
Green Party.
Up on the radio due to frustration at the lack of
menopause is moving from at Joe Liveline to the Senate. Women have been bravely speaking up on the radio due to frustration at the lack of knowledge
solved?
And support
I'm
for the
confused.
Hashtag menopause.
Like,
this must be sought
out. What is lacking here exactly?
Support.
Are there women dropping dead in the streets from menopause or something? I don't get it. What is lacking here exactly?
Support.
Are there women dropping dead in the streets from menopause or something? I don't get it.
Apparently, the lack of knowledge and support for the menopause. I don't know what level of support.
Yeah, it's
there needs
it's
to be
too. It's a part of life.
Yeah,
beyond hormone replacement therapy or I really don't fucking know.
It's happening too. It's a part of life.
So because there's been no clarification as of yet whether today's episode will feature
progression
more stories from those who
welcome to old age. There's been no clarification as of yet whether today's episode will feature more stories from those who have suffered through the menopause. Jesus Christ.
Some comments here. So the bar for being brave and
it ends there abruptly. I'm just calling some comments here. So the bar for being brave and heroic has never been so low.
Sums it up.
The words have been so co-opted but weak and they have become meaningless. Yeah, that about covers it. That about fucking sums it up. But yeah, so that will give people some idea about the standard of Irish broadcasting and
just Joe
what qualifies as an actual problem. But it may just be as simple as you suggested. That it's just Joe making amends to the ladies.
Five fucking days.
Yeah.
Because we...
too much. How much could be possibly said?
Yeah.
I'm going to say right now that I'm not as cynical as my co-host. How much could be possibly said?
Just a little, maybe.
I'm going to say
cynical,
right now,
not
that
as cynical.
I'm not as cynical as my co-host.
I do recognize
maybe
that this
just
is
a little,
a,
you know, maybe
a challenge.
Almost as cynical, but not as cynical.
At some point, I
do recognize
for,
that this is
minority
a,
of those
a challenge that
actually
all women
quite,
face at some point in their lives.
Challenging.
Sometimes
and
for a minority of those women, it's
we all
actually
have
quite
things like that.
A challenge
some of us
sometimes
are more
life-threatening
to suffer.
You know,
at certain parts,
we all
in
have
our lives
things
or
like
our
that
whole lives
that
some of us and, are yeah, more okay. prone to wow. suffer, sorry, yeah, at certain parts in our lives or woman, our whole lives.
Fucking, yeah. And, yeah, okay, yeah, yeah, wow. You know, Johnny round of applause. Sorry.
What's it like for a fucking guy to live with a menopausal woman? Like, where's that fucking...
Yeah.
Dedicated show. Yeah, you know, yeah. there's fucking Johnny from Wicklow who hung himself because he couldn't fucking couldn't
take
stand
it anymore.
yeah, on another day with this fucking moody, psychotic fucking antichrist.
Yeah,
you know, can't get an appointment for the doctor. it's been an embargo on HRT. So you could understand it. Yeah, he just jumps off a fucking bridge or. Like the, what about the male menopause, the andropause?
50-year period.
Don't hear anything about that.
No.
Even so you could understand it if it was a case of if the roles were reversed, you know, where there'd be a kind of 50-year period of where every female issue has been discussed ad nauseum. And then if andropause was in the news every day for 50 years and everyone knew everything about it, and then all of a sudden it's like, well, what about menopause? Like, Jesus Christ, like, who's this man have been talking about andropause forever? Like, when are we going to talk about menopause? When is there going to be some sort of medical treatment for menopause? Nobody even knows what it fucking is.
Fucking dry as a nun's cunt down there. It's like it's gone.
You know, I'm wandering around the streets pulling my fucking hair out. Like, you know, why am I sweating all the time? I don't understand any of this. Where's my period gone?
What do I do? I don't know.
Like, woke up this morning and I was fucking dry as a nun's cunt down there. It's like it's gone. Like, it's, you know, I bought all these tampons. Like, what the fuck am I supposed to do with them now? Like,
it's the reverse.
Knit a jumper and weave some fucking string or something. You know, what do I do? I don't know. Like, it's just. It's a complete mystery, but no, it's not the fucking case.
This is from
but andropause is,
yeah,
but
it's the reverse.
An issue,
yeah,
really, because
gene center,
yeah, but
the cosmetic surgery and advanced gynecology.
So I'm going to educate some people on andropause. So I'll just read this. This is from
so almost everyone is familiar with
cosmetic women reach middle age gene center and cosmetic surgery and advanced gynecology.
Okay, however,
it could be from anywhere. It's just the first thing that came up on the
similar development.
This process known as so almost everyone is familiar with the fact that when women reach middle age, their bodies begin to go through a process known as menopause.
Many similarities regarding
however,
symptoms.
Did you know that the percentage of men go through a similar development, this process known as andropause? Obviously,
doesn't really differ from anything else.
There's some distinct differences from menopause, but they share many similarities regarding their symptoms.
Cosmetic.
I'm taken by this is half article, half advert.
As cosmetic,
which doesn't really differ from anything else, really. Cosmetic
andropause.
Jesus Christ, they really
need
to change their
name. Affects all women at some point.
Nightmare
life.
To say.
Andropause,
as cosmetic gin center in Dallas, Texas, we offer several methods of. Okay. What are the causes of andropause? While menopause affects all women at some point in their life, andropause occurs only in a portion of men. As males grow older, their testosterone levels naturally begin to wane, especially once they reach the age of 40. If these levels become low enough, andropause will begin to become a problem. Common symptoms of andropause in men include mood swings, depression,
irritability, vagina,
memory loss,
right?
Titties.
Muscle loss.
Oh,
no, it's actually, it's, you know,
weight gain.
Gyna is woman.
Man titties.
Gynecomastia.
Mastia,
I think is...
got some Latin with the vagina, though, right?
Titties.
No,
it's actually... So man titties.
Oh, gyna is woman.
Man titties.
Okay,
gyno, mastia, you know, like mastitis has got to come from...
Got good Latin there.
Insomnia. So mature.
Yeah.
Night sweats.
So
fatigue.
Yeah, so man titties.
Lower libido.
Should
have
got man titties
function.
In there, like
so. Section,
no conclusions.
Moops.
Loss of bone density. Insomnia.
That's
so mature.
That's
night sweats.
Rough, you know?
Fatigue. Lower libido. Erectile dysfunction. Poor sexual performance. Lack of concentration. And loss of bone density.
Not a peep.
That's pretty fucking rough, you know?
Yeah.
I'm sure
I haven't heard it mentioned once on radio or a news article.
Not
35.
No. So how it's diagnosed, I'm sure the cosmetic gin center know how to diagnose it. So if you've been suffering from these symptoms and you are above the age of 35, it's certainly possible you may be going through andropause. Upon your arrival at cosmetic center, our Dallas practice will bring you into one of our private treatment rooms to discuss your concerns before moving forward with an official examination. A typical diagnosis of andropause usually includes a conversation about your medical history, a physical exam,
in some cases,
blood work to test your hormones, urine analysis, diagnostic imaging, and in some cases,
it's about aging.
In some cases, nothing. So, yeah, I think what we get from this is that it's really, it's about aging. But so, as people age,
they change.
Certain things happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's kind of, there are some treatments out there that make it a little bit easier to live with it. But it's part of getting older, and it's something that we got to accept. And I think I may be on maybe 8 or 9 levels suffering from andropause.
So
I definitely recognize the mood swings, the irritability, the memory loss, a little bit of muscle loss. Could be due to the fact that lifestyle,
sedentary,
weight gain. Not so much on the man titties. I'm okay on the man titty front. Don't think I've got the need a man bra yet. Insomnia, no, not an issue. Regular sleep, night sweats, no. Fatigue, pretty fatigued a lot of the time. But that might be due to something else. Lower libido. I'm okay on the lower libido front. My libido is still pretty much intact. Erectile dysfunction.
Report on that one.
Okay, we'll skip that one. Poor sexual performance. I'd be highly biased, I think, on the poor sexual performance. An independent party to report on that one. Back to the erectile dysfunction, actually. This is something I'd like to talk about. Had an experience with erectile dysfunction last week. It is more linked to advertising, though, than anything else. So this is, it's kind of messy. So I was queuing up in the pharmacy, waiting to purchase Imodium, which, by the way, just this story is embarrassing in one way or the other, because if someone knows what Imodium is, you know it's basically, it's when you have the shits, you take Imodium, so it corrects that problem. So I'm queuing up waiting to purchase Imodium. And so I'm just, as I'm going to stand there, I just tend to daydream, you know. So as I'm daydreaming, then I look over at the counter to see, you know, how many people are in front of me, and I'm just thinking, okay, so will I just get the Imodium, the normal tablets, or will I get the Instants, the ones that just dissolve on your tongue? And then I look down below the counter, and there's like these three large advertising boxes. So for a Viagra, and today it said that you can order them. There's no need for a prescription, so you can order them through a website, and you can get them in the pharmacy. So then the advertising's taking effect, and I'm thinking of Viagra, and I was like, oh, well, Jesus Christ, like I didn't know, like I thought you could only get them by prescription. So then I'm thinking there and looking at the hoarding, and I'm off in my mind, you know, thinking about fucking Viagra and how the porn industry has changed over the years, because pre-1980, like, penises look slightly different because they're not as rigid and erect as the post-80s porn when whatever year Viagra came onto the scene. So then, like, this is the nonsense that, you know, probably, well, I hope it goes through everyone's mind. It's just my fucking diseased mind that this happens. But I'm sharing it with you. So then I get to the counter. And so I got to the pharmacist. Just next, so I walk up. And then I say to her, hey, do you have any instant Viagra? For fuck's sake, sorry. Do you have any instant Imodium? And I could fucking, my face just went bright fucking red.
Easily,
she got all flustered. Like, and I'm trying to fucking, you know, go, oh, this man, you know, it's the fucking advertising. Like, I was looking at the advertising. Well, I said, it's a good job I don't get embarrassed easily.
I was actually quite embarrassed.
Instant Viagra,
not just Viagra. Sorry,
I need it instantly for you.
So I was actually
quite embarrassed immediately.
Instant Viagra.
Not just Viagra.
As in, like, I need it instantly for you.
I need it fucking now.
Eyebrows, like, almost jumped off.
And my dick, and, you know, I need it in the direction.
Which is unusual.
And her eyebrows, like, she was wearing a mask, so I can't see her face, you know. Below the nose.
Tried to make light of it.
Her eyebrows, almost jumped off her forehead at the surprise, which is unusual for a pharmacist because you think they would be used to most things. So she tried to make light of it too. Like, oh yeah, well,
apparently
it is the advertising,
like,
and but it was
it's a sulpinine, codeine medication.
It got a bit of fun.
You have to have a consultation.
But then I had a look at the website afterwards. Like, so apparently it's pretty much like purchasing it's a sulfonine, the codeine medication. You have to have a consultation with the pharmacist if you want to purchase Viagra over the counter. Yeah, so I don't know how that goes down. Like, you know, for some Viagra, like, are you sure? Yeah, okay. Come on in the back here, like, just gonna spit on my hand here.
There's not much talk of erectile dysfunction in the media.
The beginnings of a wank and see what happens. Yeah, you do. You
Joe Duffy's live line.
There you go. You poor thing.
Poor sexual performance.
There's four.
That's another big thing for.
Off you go. But yeah, because there's not much talk of erectile dysfunction in the media.
Proof, but it
really or on the live line. Joe Duffy's live line. Poor sexual performance. That's another big thing for men, isn't it?
Not in my experience.
I was going to say the burden of proof, but it isn't really sexual performance. That's really a man's domain, isn't it? There's no real level of sexual performance far from a woman to the same extent as a man.
Simple stuff.
No, it's really just kind of, you know, lay there, hold legs in a certain position. Bend your head back. Try not to struggle free from the ropes. Easy, kind of simple stuff. Lack of concentration. Okay, I have that from time to time.
40%.
Then again, some things aren't really worth concentrating on for large amounts of time. Loss of bone density. Again, I don't know if I've lost much bone density over the years, but probably 40%.
I probably wouldn't
have some level of
male.
But yeah, it's a conversation I've never had with another man or human being, really, being given around andropause. And I hadn't actually heard a word maybe until 6 years ago. I probably would have been aware on some level of male.
The last 100 years, it probably be just
menopause. But I didn't know that it's actually
getting older,
being given its own word of andropause. And I think for most men,
testosterone replacement.
Maybe most men in
that's kind of.
The last 100 years, it probably be just something that, oh yeah, I'm just getting older. It's part of getting older.
Yeah.
But there are some treatments. I think testosterone replacement therapy. I think that's kind of
increase no end.
Becoming more popular in Ireland as well.
Cosmetic,
and given the culture we live in, where youth is
worshipped,
so sought after, I'm sure. Thank you. I'm sure that will increase no end. And these the cosmetic gin. Jesus, I'm going to ring them tomorrow just to ask how you actually pronounce the name of their surgery. I'm sure they would be more than happy to have a consultation where you come in. Yes, you are suffering from andropause. You can sort out your man titties. And by the way, face is looking a bit saggy there. Would you like some Botox and, you know, the hairline be receding? I'd like to talk to Dr. Kaiki Goldberg, who can
sort of like
hairline for you. He'd be more than happy to give you a free
consultation.
I'm sure they could sculpt your body as well.
I think we need to start to
Yeah, so equality, like I'd like some equality. I'd like 5 days
as a ring
of talking about Andrew Balls on the Joe Duffy live line. And I think we need to start.
Yeah, you know that some paid government feminist troll is going to say, but as that's not a real thing, and it's not every man goes through it, and blah, blah, blah. But
yeah, you know that some paid government eventually feminist troll is going to say,
but that's not a real thing, and it's not every man goes through it, and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. But enough of us do. Eventually, I thought that every man
something like that has less testosterone,
and eventually you're going halfway through his life. Deficiency.
Yeah, I think it's after the age of 30.
And just it starts to
Something like that. It just tapers off, and eventually you're going to have
is because deficiency stop of leading testosterone. Or it just becomes severely irregular
just like
for
women,
stops.
The only reason why I think we know that's just something called menopause exists is because women stop
going through the same process.
That's or it just becomes severely irregular for them, and then
the
it stops.
Of a woman's life, she looks more like a man,
and that's
possibly
just
start growing whiskers.
It's no different.
And near the
for
end of
men,
his life, a man,
we're going through the same process.
More like a woman. Or
that's why
more feminine.
It's very noticeable that near the end of a woman's life, she looks more like a man, and could possibly start growing whiskers. And near the end of his life, a man. Will look more like a woman, or just more feminine.
And then the estrogen levels increase.
It's just, we all go through it.
Women,
so that's it. But if the all men amongst us, the testosterone levels drop off. And for the women, the estrogen levels drop off, and for the men, the estrogen levels increase, hence the man titties, and the women who produce a small amount of testosterone, that increases, and they end up looking like Bill Gates.
That's not going to happen. So I think the search for eternal youth and beauty.
Yeah, it's a cruel existence, really. Fucking end up looking.